Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 8 o'clock right now. Look at me being fashionably late on a Friday, Finn. It is time for our birthday list. Of course, a little celebrating on a Friday. If you are celebrating today or over the weekend or know somebody who is, make sure you text us during the on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. You can do that while we are taking a look at this celebrity list, and it's a good one this weekend. There's a lot of big names on it. And I went through and I kind of shortened it because we'd be here forever if I had not, but there's still a lot of names.
Weekend list.
Yeah, exactly. Yara Shiadi, who plays Dre's daughter Zoe on Black-ish and the spinoff Grown-ish, is celebrating her 24th birthday. Chloe Grace Moretz, who was in If I Stay, that Carrie remake, and also the Suspiria remake. There we go. Words today. It's hard.
That's okay.
It's a Friday.
The less said about that one, the better. So
right?
Okay.
Yeah. She's celebrating her 27th birthday this weekend. Taylor Lautner, who is Jacob in the Twilight movie. He was also Dr. Cassidy Cascade on Scream Queens, Shark Boy in the Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Speaking of ones we could forget, he is celebrating his 32nd birthday this weekend. Emma Roberts from American Horror Story and also Scream Queens. She's also the niece of Julia Roberts and the daughter of Eric Roberts. She is 33 this weekend. Michael B. Jordan, who was the star of Creed and he also played the villain in Black Panther. He is celebrating his 37th birthday this weekend. Tom Hiddleston, who is Loki in the MCU, even though he originally tried out for the part of Thor. Well, he didn't really fit Thor. I don't know why he was trying out for Thor. Yeah. Anyway, he is celebrating his 43rd birthday this weekend. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child is also 43. Matthew Lawrence, who played Matt Donovan on one of my favorite shows of all time, Give Me a Break, that starred Nell Carter. He happens to be Joey Lawrence's little brother. He is celebrating his 44th birthday. Singer and actress Brandy, remember the show Moesha from the early 2000s? Sure. She is celebrating her 45th birthday. Charlie Day, who is Benny in the Lego movies and also Charlie on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's also Dale in the Horrible Bosses movie. He celebrates his 48th birthday. Another one of my favorite shows from the 80s, Mr. Belvedere, Wesley on that show. Actor Bryce Beckham is celebrating his 48th birthday. After he did Mr. Belvedere, we pretty much didn't ever hear from him again. So I'd have to look.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah, I'd have to look to see what happened to him. Maybe I'll do that during our break here. Because sometimes I just love to get myself in a Friday rabbit hole. It's fine. And then that's all I can concentrate on the rest of the day. Still better than worrying about laundry, let me tell you.
Well, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, see, I've got my priorities. Isaiah Mustafa, who is the superstar of those Old Spice commercials from just a few years ago. He was also on the new Freeform show Shadowhunters. He's celebrating his 50th birthday. Elizabeth Banks, who is Effie Trinket in the Hunger Games movie. She was also Wild Style in the Lego movie. And she directed the Charlie's Angels remake and the second Pitch Perfect movie where she plays Gail. She's celebrating her 50th birthday. You can also see her on the Wham show, the game show. She's the host of that. She and her husband executive produce it together.
Oh, okay.
And of course, game Mr. show Hartman. Household here. Yeah, we watch it a lot. Jennifer Aniston celebrating her birthday this weekend too. She is 55 years old. Not sure she looks it, but I want her jeans or maybe her Botox guy, but she looks phenomenal. Laura Dern is also celebrating a birthday this weekend. I think she's a phenomenal actress. She is 57 years old. She played Vice Admiral Holdo in Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and she also won an Oscar just a couple of years ago for The Marriage Story. Let's see, Sarah Palin, former governor of Alaska, who can see Russia from her house. Mm-hmm. She was also the vice presidential nominee along with John McCain. She is celebrating her 60th birthday. Sheryl Crow, also celebrating a birthday this weekend. She is 62. Holly Johnson, who was the Frankie Goes to Hollywood singer, you know, their big hit, Relax. She is celebrating her 64th birthday.
And is actually a he.
Oh, he, yes, that's right.
And quickly here, do you remember that show, Bands Reunited?
Vaguely, yes.
Okay, I think there was a, because I was just watching an episode yesterday with Scandal.
Okay.
I love this show. You can find it on YouTube, because I know you love all that 80s stuff.
Sure.
And I think there was a Frankie Goes to Hollywood episode
there
on there. Yeah.
There we go.
That was a rabbit hole that I went down yesterday.
See, sometimes you got to do that. It's way better than the actual stuff that we've got to do. Here's a name we probably haven't heard in a while. Jim J. Bullock. Remember, he was in the show Too Close for Comfort?
Sure.
He was also a lot on Hollywood Squares in the 1980s. Yeah. He's celebrating his 69th birthday. Charles Shaughnessy, who is Mr. Sheffield on The Nanny, is 69 years old. Former governor of Florida. He was a failed presidential candidate, the brother of George W. Bush. Jeb Bush is celebrating his 71st birthday. All I remember from Jeb Bush a few years ago when he was running for president is he was at a, with constituents, potential voters, and they're in this room together. His candidacy did not go well. We all remember that. And he's in this room and he looks around at this crowd of people and he says something and he goes, "Please clap." And I was like, "Oh, dude, it's time to pull the plug on that one."
Yeah.
I mean, when you're begging the people in the room that they're there to support you to clap, it's not.
Why not just have a big applause sign?
Right?
That probably
exactly.
Would work better.
Yeah. Put it over his head or something. Yeah. I'm not sure. Anyway, if I didn't say it, he's 71 this weekend. Kieran Hines, who is an Irish actor, he played Mance Rayder, the King Beyond the Wall on Game of Thrones. He was also Dumbledore's brother in the final Harry Potter movie, The Deathly Hallows Part 2. He is 71 years old as well. Judith Light, oh, I loved her. She was on Who's the Boss, of course, and she was also in Transparent. She made several appearances on what we know is my favorite show, Law & Order SVU.
Uh-huh.
She is celebrating her 75th birthday this
weekend.
Was
she from One Life to Live? Was that
I can't remember. Maybe.
Okay.
Mark Spitz, winner of 7 gold medals in swimming at the 1972 Olympics. He actually set world records in all 7 events. He is celebrating his 74th birthday. Mia Farrow is celebrating this weekend as well. She is 79 years old. And of course, you might know her son's name a little better as of late, Ronan Farrow, who annihilated, Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually because of Ronan that that whole thing took place. And then it was just an avalanche from there.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Pesci, he basically plays the same character in Goodfellas and Casino, which are basically the same movie as well. Doesn't matter, though, because they're awesome characters, great movies. He is 81 years old this weekend. Carol King, amazing singer and songwriter. Some of her big hits include I Feel the Earth Move, You've Got a Friend, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, and also The Locomotion. 82 years old for Carol King this weekend. Roberta Flack, amazing voice.
Oh.
Yeah, her big hits, Killing Me Softly, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, The Closer I Get to You, Where Is the Love? 87 for Roberta Flack this weekend.
Legend. Love her. What an amazing voice.
Yeah, she's absolutely awesome. Tina Louise, legend in a different way. Ginger on Gilligan's Island. She is the last surviving cast member of the 7 castaways because Mary Ann, or Dawn Wells, passed away about 3 years ago at the age of 82.
Yeah.
Tina Louise is celebrating her 90th birthday this weekend. And then finally, to wrap up the celebrity list, Robert Wagner, who most recently played DiNozzo's dad on NCIS. He's also Dr. Evil's henchman number 2 in Austin Powers. Grandparents probably know him as Alexander Mundy on It Takes a Thief, and I actually remember this show vaguely, but Heart to Heart, he played Jonathan Hart on that show. He is 94 years old this weekend. That was a great list of celebrities this weekend.
Yeah.
My goodness. Now, we do have one local birthday to pass along as well. Judy Curtin is celebrating. So, Judy, very, very happy birthday to you. And remember, if you want to add anybody to this list, we always make it easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Cooler temperatures than yesterday. Clouds sticking around as well. Mid-40s today, and then we're going to cool down even more for the rest of the weekend. We're going to tell you more about that next, plus have a look at ABC and local news here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Special Counsel Robert Hur's report clearing President Biden of criminal wrongdoing for the mishandling of classified documents, but also describing him as an elderly man with a poor memory. That's the part that had President Biden fired up Thursday, says ABC's Mary Bruce.
I don't recall the last time I saw the president this angry. Biden furious and frustrated, ripping into the special counsel for questioning his memory and recall in this hastily arranged press event. The president doing a little bit of damage control as his legal exoneration now threatens to become a political liability.
President Biden will welcome German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to the White House today. Former President Trump, the winner of Thursday's Nevada caucuses. Nikki Haley was not on the caucus ballot. Warm weather bringing weird weather. At least three reported tornadoes in Wisconsin and Illinois. Nearly unheard of this time of year. Meanwhile, a new storm system is bringing flooding and severe weather to the south. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A man that was convicted in a kidnapping and homicide case appeared for sentencing Thursday at the Columbia County Courthouse. Jesse Freiberg and two others were charged for the crime. Freiberg pleaded guilty back in November of 2023 to party to a crime, first-degree intentional homicide. According to authorities, the victim was assaulted, tied up, and kidnapped in his own car in June of 2022. Court records say the victim was driven to rural Lewiston in the Portage area where he was shot. Investigators say the suspects left the man's body there and drove his car back to Madison. A pedestrian has died after crossing Phillips Boulevard and Highway 12 in Sauk City. Officers were called to the scene around 7:30 p.m. Wednesday night. The pedestrian was crossing the road mid-block when a vehicle hit them. That's when witnesses called 911 and provided life-saving measures before first responders got to the scene. They continued life-saving measures and then took the pedestrian to Sauk Prairie Hospital. The pedestrian was pronounced dead at the hospital. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, but not quite as windy. Mostly cloudy, 45 our high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 25 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of only 37 on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 36. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
99.7.
It's 8:14 right now. Thank you for joining us today. It's Queen and A Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Shakes all over like a jelly. Ooh, girl, I like it. Gotta be cool, relax, get hit, get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitch on, take a long ride on my morning ride. If you're ready,
ready, ready,
raise a little thing all over.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:16 right now. And, of course, Valentine's Day, Finn, is quickly approaching. We're just under a week away now, so start making those plans accordingly. And we learned, through a few polls this week that a lot of people just plan on staying home, doing dinner, watching maybe a movie there, instead of doing the big night out. And if you're going to do the movie route, maybe, this is a hard one for you because you might not be into the rom-coms, maybe the romance movies, not really your thing. You find them too sappy. I mean, you don't have to go the Hallmark route. There's other good romance movies out there that, you can't tell the ending to. At any rate, AV Club put together a list of some different type movies that we can watch on Valentine's Day. And this includes 15 horror movies if you just feel like changing things up on Valentine's Day. Well, not everybody's into the romance and the sappiness of it all.
True.
So if, and these are in alphabetical order, not worst to best or anything like that. Just alphabetical order. But it's an interesting list. So right here at the top, we have Bones and All. That came out in 2022. Again, I don't know anything about horror movies. I'm just relaying the information right now because I haven't ever seen any of these. Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is a 1992 film, is the second one that they have listed here. Bride of Chucky also made the list if you're into that for Valentine's Day. I think it takes a very special couple to get into the horror movie thing, side of it.
Valentine's I totally
Day.
Agree with you. I mean, you both have to be into horror movies because I know, there's a lot of people that aren't, and sometimes it's the lady and sometimes it's the guy. So you kind of both have to be into it.
Right, exactly. So I think it takes a very special couple to make this one work. Crimson Peak is another one that they have listed on here, along with The Fly from 1986. Let the Right One In. That is a 2008 movie, and I can honestly tell you I've never heard of that one before at all. Lisa Frankenstein, which actually hits theaters today. And that's being directed by Zelda Williams, who is Robin Williams' daughter. And that actually looks like a pretty good cast. So interestingly enough,
that's kind of a more comical horror movie, I think.
Yes. Yeah. So it's that one's got a little bit of everything in it, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe a little romance, maybe a little horror, maybe a little comedy. So maybe, date night out. Mandy is another one that you can check out on Valentine's Day 2018.
Oh, you talk about having to be a special couple. Oh, man. That's got Rage Cage in it, and I'm not saying it's a bad movie, but it is a trip. It is definitely a trip. You got to symbolize your love on Valentine's Day
with
and
Mandy.
You watch that movie. Wow.
You're definitely in for the long haul. That's what you're saying, Finn. Misery comes in at number 9 on the list from 1990. This is a great list. My Bloody Valentine. We're talking about the original from 81, although there is a 2009 remake as well. Always go with the original, though. Uh-huh. Pontypool from 2008 is another one that they say that you should watch.
That's a great movie. That is a great movie.
See, we're hitting some high notes
here. And it takes place in a radio station. So there you go.
Yeah. There you go. We don't need a horror movie, Finn. We live it every day. It's fine. Possession comes in at number 12 on the list from 1981. A little newer is Spring on this list. That's from 2014. The Strangers at number 14. And then finally, Valentine, which is a 2001 movie, rounds out the list from AV Club. So see, there you go. There's some stuff on there. If you don't want to do the sappy romance stuff and you want to do something something a little different. Pretty good list of movies, honestly. Yeah. Now, I haven't heard of all of them because you know how I am with horror movies. But a lot of them, even I can be like, okay, that's the name that I would recognize.
I'm familiar with all of them except one. The only one on there that I don't know is Valentine. That's the only one.
I don't know what that one is either. I was looking at information about this Lisa Frankenstein, which is being released today. It's dubbed a horror comedy. It stars Catherine Newton, and she ends up falling for a Victorian era corpse played by Cole Sprouse. Disney Channel people, you'll recognize Cole and Dylan Sprouse from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. And she has to rebuild him so he becomes the man of her dreams. It's actually written by Diablo Cody, and then as I mentioned, directed by Zelda Williams, Robin's daughter. So kind of an interesting cast.
And, Diablo, who did Juno, right?
Yes. I think Diablo Cody's super, super talented. So I don't know. I mean, I can get into horror comedies because they're not like always jump scare bad.
Haven't
right?
you
like,
told me that you are a fan of American Werewolf
yeah,
in London?
That's a great show movie. I love that movie. Because again, it's not like, you know, it's got horror elements to it, but it's campy. You know what I'm saying? Like I can do a little campier horror. I don't want to sit down and watch Bride of Chucky and things like that.
Yeah.
I like that's not my forte. Campy horror is kind of how I mean, I even think of like Rocky Horror Picture Show. There were some moments of that classic. Some people, right? It's classic. Some people didn't love that movie, but I love it. It's one of my favorites because it's campy, right? Like there's elements about it that I always love and appreciate because of the campiness of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, and anytime they become a cult classic like that, I mean, it's you have to watch them. I mean, there's certain movies
like all the buzz about? Why do so many people really like this movie?
Even if it's not your particular genre of choice, you feel like you have to watch it just because of the fact that it's a cult classic. Like Dazed and Confused for me personally, it's one of my all-time favorite movies. Do I think that it's a movie masterpiece? No, absolutely not. But the cast is sensational when you actually break it down person by person and how many stars came out of Dazed and Confused. Sure. And then the music itself is sensational in the whole thing. It truly is because it takes place in the late 70s. So the music alone and
The soundtrack for that movie is great.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's one of my favorites. There's a lot of people who didn't even realize it existed and then all of a sudden it became a cult classic and everybody was like, oh, I love Dazed and Confused. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You love it because it's a cult classic. I've loved Dazed and Confused since the day it came out. So there's OGs in some of that too.
I can even go back farther than that. I can go back to Valley of the Dolls, which
I love that movie.
But it's a horrible movie. I mean, it's
horrible.
But it's so campy. It's so over the top that you can't look away. It's like watching a car crash.
Right.
You can't look away from it.
I kind of think the same thing with Valley Girl. Valley Girl is kind of right up there in the same vein for me. But I mean, it was so bad but it was campy and there were moments. Exactly.
Yeah. So I always say it's hard to make a brilliant. It's hard to make a brilliant movie. It's hard to make a good movie.
Right.
But when you make a really, really bad movie and it's entertaining, you've stumbled upon, that's lightning in a bottle there.
Right. Exactly. No, it truly is. I mean, you're never going to be at the Oscars winning an award.
Yeah, that's
true. It's never going to happen.
You might get a Razzie. But,
but you know, the rest of us are having a good time with it. So I guess you have that going for you. But and how I feel like these are things I have to do this weekend. We mentioned Valley of the Dolls, American Werewolf in London. Now I feel like I've got to pull out all of like these cult classics and have a movie night. What I love about doing that is Dexter is always down for that kind of stuff.
I love
being able to do that with Dexter because he'll roll his eyes and he'll be like, yeah, I suppose. But he always ends up enjoying himself. And he'll be like, I forgot how bad this movie was. Or like, wait, like, tell me more about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever watched, he hasn't ever seen American Werewolf in London, and he hasn't ever seen Valley Girl. So maybe we'll have to pull those out with him this weekend.
What I get, and because I love practical effects, because I you know, sometimes with the CG, it looks just as bad as something else, you know, other effects. But what I get from my teenager is, those special effects are so bad. Do you know how hard they worked on those special effects?
I mean, you have no idea. You know, it's funny you say that, though, because we went to the Chaser convention last weekend. And there was a filmmaker there, and he came out with a movie, I think just last year or something, called Supercell. And it was his version of wanting to remake Twister, right? Because yeah. Twister obviously mm-hmm. is a classic. You talk about a cult film. That became one, and it's huge in the Chaser community. And I remember the amount of people in the Chaser community who were so distraught when Bill Paxton died, right? Like, it was a big mm-hmm. deal for them because of Twister. And it's an iconic movie. The graphics in it, they're awful. And we actually know the guy who built the graphics system for that. My husband worked with him in the Twin Cities, right? Yeah. So
that's one of your husband's favorites, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. I've seen it as many times as I can possibly handle to the point where I can recite the whole thing.
Which one have you seen more, Smokey the Bandit or Twister?
That's a toss-up, quite honestly. I'm not even sure. I'd have to go back and mark calendar days to figure it all out. And then we needed an abacus and things like that. So it'd take a while. But no. I mean, so that was like a cult classic, and every Chaser knows it. So we've seen it plenty of times. So there's this guy who shows up at the Chaser Summit, as they call it. And he's talking to us about his new movie called Supercell and the making of it. And it was a super low budget movie, but Anne Heche was in it. Also, Alec Baldwin was in it. So it wasn't like the worst cast you've ever seen. And he was showing us how they went ahead. They didn't have the budget for CGI, like you're talking. Yeah. So they had to create their own effects. Now, what I will say is, as far as campiness goes, this film should win. Because we went and we watched some clips of it. It is awful. It's awful. It's awful. And then when you start looking at the online reviews of it, it literally has a 1.6. And it only has I think 30% on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that. It's awful.
And it's unintentionally awful, right?
It's unintentionally awful. Yeah. He thought this was like his movie masterpiece. And yeah. I said to Corey, I was like, now I feel like I have to watch it just because.
Yeah.
So that might be on our list of things to do this weekend as well. Just watch it to see how awful it is. Because sometimes you have to do that as well with some of these movies. Like, you have to see how awful or if the reviews are correct and all of that kind of stuff. But some of the special effects that we saw were not great. And you know you don't have a great movie when all of the comments online for the reviews are like, the soundtrack was the best part of the movie. Yikes. You know, and they were like, and they didn't even match the scenes, but the music was insane, but it didn't match anything that was going on screen. And we were like, oh, yikes. But, you know, now there's a morbid curiosity in that too, because now mm-hmm. I'm like, how bad can this actually be? Also helps that the guy who made this movie was just a complete and pompous jerk. He truly, truly was. And mm-hmm. everybody at the Chaser Summit, you know, you got some of your fan people who will hang on and glom on. For a majority of, you know, people who have a right brain at events like this, they were like, oh, just leave that guy alone. Typical Hollywood type attitude, though, you know, like that's exactly what he came across as. All of those
pompous,
stereotypical things that you see on TV, that's exactly how he came across to most people. So not really a good look, especially when your movie has a 1.6 on Google review.
Burn.
Yeah, it was like bad, really bad. So now I kind of want to see it out of sheer curiosity.
Well, there you go. I mean, look, you've got your groceries taken care of, right?
Do.
I mean, you're good for the Super Bowl. You went yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
So Saturday, you and Dex, or tonight, you could do that.
And then we got a game tonight. Dex has got to run the game for the boys' for Baraboo basketball tonight. And then tomorrow, my day starts out by making a cheesecake. Remember, I've got to make the cheesecake. Uh-huh. Dexter has requested a cheesecake for all the Super Bowl festivities to go with his taco bar. Those two things don't match at all, but you know, we're going with it. And I relented. I did relent. I will say this, completely off topic. My husband has had a really bad work week. It's just not been good. Nothing's gone right. Everything is kind of blown up, and he's been kind of
a
funk.
Are you making pigs in a blanket?
I am. Okay. I relented on it. I did. I was like, what can I do to make his week better? And it's sad that salty little pigs in a blanket Super Bowl Sunday are the one thing that he smiled about yesterday. He's like, you have no idea how wonderful that actually sounds. And I was like, yikes. I mean, I knew it was a bad week, but when this is what gets you really excited on
that's
a Thursday
the bright
night,
spot.
I was like, wow, all right, I'll make pigs in a blanket then. So yes, those will be his appetizer before the taco bar. I said to Dexter, will you have one with your dad? I am not touching those things. I was like, you have 12 pigs in a blanket to down yourself. He's like, great, that's what I'll do. He's like, after a stressful week, now I can just blow up because of salt intake. And I was like, yeah, you know, at least you'll go out happy. So there is that, man. It's the little things we do in life that make it all worthwhile, Finn.
That's just you channeling your inner Tammy Wynette, stand by your man moment there.
Pigs in a blanket. That's how we're doing it out here on Goose Poop Pond. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Cooler today, not quite as windy, although a little breezy. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 45. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 25. As we look ahead to this weekend, lots of sunshine, but cooler temperatures. Going to feel more like February weather in Wisconsin. Lots of sun tomorrow, 37, and then 36 on Sunday. Right now, it's 37.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors. Now, more about your public health department.
Public Health Sauk County aims to make Sauk County a place where all who live, work, and visit here can thrive. We do this through a number of programs, services, and initiatives. For example, our environmental health staff make sure your water and food are safe to consume. Our nurses support young families with home visits, and our community health team is working to prevent the use of alcohol and tobacco among our youth. These are just a few of the ways in which we work to make Sauk County a healthy place for everyone. In the coming weeks, you will have an opportunity to share your thoughts about the health of Sauk County. Public Health, in partnership with the Ho-Chunk Nation and area hospitals, will be conducting a community survey to hear from you about what is working well and what needs improvement. Stay tuned to hear more about Public Health Sauk County and how you can contribute to the health of your community.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Maximum hits.
It's 8:33 right now. We hope that you are having a great day. But of course, Friday, all we need now is quitting time so we can officially get to the weekend. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This is Refugee on 99.7 Max FM.
We get something we both know that we don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same somehow. Somehow
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That is Refugee. This is a great time to remind everybody that if you love Tom Petty music and maybe you're looking for something a little special for Valentine's Day that does not involve scary movies, Finn, Free Fallin', the Tom Petty concert experience, is going to take place at the Legacy Dinner Theater next Friday night. That's February 16th. Show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $40. And I know for a fact they've been there before and they are phenomenal if you are a Tom Petty fan. Cool. So might be a better way to spend your Valentine's Day. Postpone it a couple days. Things won't be quite as crazy, quite as busy. Have a nice dinner out and then go hear some great Tom Petty music. And this band who does this Free Fallin' experience, they are absolutely incredibly good. So I promise won't be disappointed if you're a Petty fan. That is
nice
for
to
sure.
Relive all those great tunes. You know, I'm very grateful that I actually got to see Petty and the Heartbreakers
That's my one disappointment
live.
In life.
Yeah. Saw them. I don't know how many years ago it was, but it was at the XL Energy Center. I took my oldest son with me, and I'm glad that he got to see Petty too before he passed away. Yeah,
no, that's
show.
That's the one of those concerts. There's a couple that I have, right? Like Tom Petty is one of those that I would have done anything to see. Yeah. Just never worked out. And then of course Michael Jackson would have been another one, and probably Prince. I mean, obviously
Prince would have
icons.
Been one for me for sure. Yeah.
So yeah, those are a couple that the three of them that, you know, you just never get to relive that at all. Yeah. So that's
unless you go to Legacy Dinner Theater and you get to hear the music there, you know, at least you know, you might not be seeing the actual artist, but at least you get to hear the music, some
with
of your favorites.
Band,
And, you know, I've seen so many of these tribute bands or cover bands,
good.
And some of them are just so phenomenal.
Really
they just
good.
Do a fantastic job with it.
Yeah, and this Free Fallin' band, they are truly amazing. So I promise you will not be disappointed as a Petty fan. And you can go actually online, do a little Google search for them if you're interested, kind of see what they have to offer, because they do have videos and things posted online. Now, mentioning Valentine's Day, right? We know that it's a big day for chocolate fans everywhere. But if you hand someone this, you might deserve to be dumped on Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
Chocolate infused with broccoli. Broccoli
what?
Is now a thing that exists. Now, here's what I'm going to say. I love broccoli, right? I love to saute it. I love to throw it in the oven and roast it a little bit. I even throw it in my air fryer every now and then. I am a huge broccoli fan. You put a little spice on there. It's delicious. I just made a broccoli beef bowl yesterday for lunch. Amazing and delicious. I don't want it anywhere near my chocolate.
No.
This is what I'm going to say. As also a chocolate fan, I don't want it anywhere near my chocolate. So there's this broccoli grower in the UK called Tender Stem that partnered with a chocolate company for this particular product. They're calling them Tender Chalk. Now, I don't know who the marketing person for this was, because they left Brock Chalk like out on a limb. Right. Like that makes way more sense to me. Even though, you know, they decided to go with Tender Chalk, which doesn't really mean anything to me at this point.
Yeah.
But each box has 9 pieces of dark chocolate filled with a blend of cream and pureed broccoli. No,
gross.
Just no. I don't want that in my chocolate. Sadly, or maybe in this case, thankfully, you can't actually buy this. They only made a limited number of boxes. That's good. And only the people in the UK can enter a contest to win them. I wonder how that contest is going, quite honestly. Like, I'd like to know who has entered. It is the crazy Brits, though. So this does make a little bit more
Brits,
sense.
They need to be schooled in the fine art of chocolates.
They can have it with their tea time or something. Yeah. I don't know. But I don't think any of us
cucumber sandwiches.
Right? I don't think any of us need this. I'm pretty sure that we would have been fine in this world without, I'm going to call it Brock Chalk because that just makes so much more sense. I think we would all be okay in this world without Brock Chalk. Nobody.
I think so.
Nobody was out there going, do you know what we really need? No, nobody said that. And
you got your broccoli in my chocolate. You got your chocolate in my broccoli. Either way, it's not good.
It's not good. No, it's not good. And you know how I love a good, you know, fondue or Wonderfall at Golden Corral.
Yeah.
It's the only reason you'll get me to go to a buffet is because there's a Wonderfall. And honestly, I'm not taking my broccoli from over at the veggie part of it and taking it over to the Wonderfall. Nobody's doing that. Nobody has said that that's a good idea. So I think this is an idea that needs to die very, very quickly. Very, very quickly.
Well, you were talking about Dexter and his taco bar and yes, cheesecake combo, which is an odd combo, but still, at least, you know, those are pretty much, I mean, those are staples.
At least he's
right?
not putting his guac on his cheesecake, right? Yeah.
That would be a little weird.
I mean, or his taco toppings on top of his cheesecake. Although I will say the kid eats weird things, like really weird things. So I was telling you yesterday, if you caught the morning show, about this new egg bake that I made with tater tots and pepper jack and little Cajun seasoning, eggs, all that good stuff, some pork sausage. Absolutely delicious, as I'm told. And I have to make it again and again because Corey and Dexter both loved it. Mm-hmm. Now, Dexter decides he's going to have some leftovers for lunch yesterday. Rare that the kid either eats lunch or has a leftover. Because he's little like his dad in the leftover department. But it was so good, he was like, I'll have leftovers of this. Okay, score. That's how I know it's a recipe to keep. And so he pulls it out, and it's already pretty spicy, right? Like, there's pepper jack. I use the hot Cajun spice in it because, well, that's what you should do if you're getting Cajun spice. And I look at him and I said, why are you putting pico and guacamole on that? Like, what is the thought process there? I said, I'm not judging you for doing it. Tell me why you're doing it. Because I said, it looks pretty disgusting. And he looks at me and he shrugs and he's like, because I like it. I was like, all right. That's fair, I guess. But I was like, isn't it? Like, that's weird. It's weird that you put that stuff on top of your, I don't get it.
Not unheard of, though, in the teenager world. They sometimes do weird things like that.
It's like they have like pregnancy that. Food combos yeah. or pregnancy cravings or something.
Exactly.
It's very strange stuff.
Strange. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what he ate for lunch yesterday. You know, I wasn't going to argue with him, though.
Because yeah, at least he ate, right?
That's exactly. I was like, you know, and then he took like this giant mound of it, you know, because it was all kind of, you know, how when things are cold and you have to warm them up, it comes out in a giant glop. And he puts it on his plate. And as he's like, you know, warming it up and then breaking it apart as it's getting warmer, he's like, I kind of took a lot. And I said, are you going to eat it? And he goes, no, I probably won't eat all of it. 5 minutes later, he walks out of his room. Plate's clean. The fruit that he had was gone. Everything was absolutely gone. And I was like, I thought you weren't going to eat all of it. I was hungrier than I thought. Word is pretty much what I thought at that point in time. So I don't get teenagers at all.
It's
like they came up with broccoli infused chocolate and made the rest of the world try it.
I mean, yeah. I try to remember back to 100 years ago when I was a teenager, and I just don't remember having, I mean, I'm sure I had some weird food combos.
We all
but
do.
I just don't remember anything quite as strange as what, you know, my son will decide he's going to eat.
I mean, honestly, though.
But again, like I said, we just should be glad that they eat, right?
Exactly.
Because they just have the weirdest food timetable.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner really don't exist for them. They're just some.
And if I get one meal out of the day in him, I'm happy. Yeah,
like
I really yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I don't count the granola bars and Nutri-Grain bars and all that that he devours at certain times of the day either. And then he eats bagels without toasting them. I'm like, why? And then he slathers on the cream cheese. And I was like, do you know what would make that so much better? If the cream cheese was melting into the bagel. I don't want my cream cheese hot. I was like, yeah, but you're just eating weird hard bread. Like, whatever. You know what? Again, not judging. Yeah. At least you ate something that wasn't like a granola bar. So It's fine.
I hear you. Yeah. You shake your head and you just don't get it, but you just have to let it go, I guess.
But honestly, at the same time, as I was making a turkey burger for myself last night and wrapping it in lettuce so that it looked like a burger, it doesn't taste like a burger. Right. It doesn't look like a burger. It was delicious because you put some garlic in it and you put a little sauce. I can't say it's the Worcestershire sauce. I can't ever say that word. Mm-hmm. So we'll skip over it. You put a little of that in it, just I cut the cheese amount in half because, you know, it's what held it together instead of eggs kind of thing. So all of that was in there and, you know, you fry it up and it was absolutely delicious. Then you're supposed to serve it on lettuce like a burger with tomato and some onion and avocado. Well, I took away the avocado, fasting and all that. And then I made myself, took a sweet potato, cut it up, threw it in the air fryer, made some, you know, some wedges. is. And as he's sitting there and he's talking to me about, you know, guacamole and things and not toasting bagels, I was kind of like, honestly, as I'm looking at my turkey burger in wilty lettuce, I was like, you know, he might be on to something, because he might actually be on to something. Oh, man. It was good. It was very, very good. Sometimes you want an actual bun and not lettice. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no avocados, that's got to be killing you, because I know you love those.
I do love avocados. Avocados are a hard one for me, and like actual eggs are a hard one for me when I fast, because I eat eggs almost one meal a day, some sort of egg, whether it's scrambled, whether I make myself an omelet, veggie meats in it, all of that kind of stuff. So the actual eggs are killing me, because you don't do the oils at this point in time, or at least when I cook, I minimize it, because you got to put something on your sweet potatoes to, you know, get them a little crispy on the outside. But I use very, very minimal. Avocados are kind of over the edge. The oil from the egg yolk is a little over the edge. So when I do a fast, I don't eat those things, and that is really, really hard for me. Bread, obviously, I already do gluten-free bread, sprout breads, all of that kind of stuff. So that's not as hard, but it's still like not a lettuce. I mean, lettuce is not even a sprout bread. I mean, it's not the same thing. But the meat itself was good. And so I've got some others that I fried up and kept in the refrigerator so I can make some meals out of them yet this week or into the weekend for something quick. I was like, okay, the meat is good. I would actually consider making those even after I fast and putting them on buns for Corey and Dexter and having something really great with some sweet potato tots or fries or something like that. But yeah, the lettuce wrap thing is not the same. It's just some things are not created equal.
13 days left of this? Or
like, I think I'm like 14, 15, something like that. So I'm about halfway through. And again, this was, you know, because Corey asked me the other day, he's like, are you losing weight? I said, I didn't do this one to lose a bunch of weight. I needed to reset. And what I really figured out is my habits were getting lax, really, really lax. And so those are the things, that's part of the reason why I do these fasts for 30 days, because it really just snaps me back into a routine and I realize how lax my habits were. You know, like I start out measuring things and then all of a sudden a few months in, I'm like, fist size, you know, and then I'm overeating and all of that kind of stuff. So, and I'm not one of those people who loves to count calories and things like that. I try not to do that at all. So I really, really try to just eat really healthy. And so I've really got to be aware of my habits and all of that kind of stuff. And so that's part of the reason why I love a fast. I'm like, okay, all right. I mean, I've lost 7 pounds. It's nothing to, you know, shout from the rooftops about. But I was like, okay, that's cool. But just getting myself back on check. My headaches have decreased quite a bit. I'm eating like actually what I'm supposed to, making sure I'm getting all of my base groups in there before I start adding any of the, you know, peripherals type stuff and all of that good.
And no matter how rough the fast is, you're still not breaking down and eating broccoli with chocolate.
I'm not. You're right. I mean, that would have to be a killer fast in order for me to actually do that. I mean, we're talking like maybe no food whatsoever for 30 days. At that point, I'd be willing to eat anything, probably a bug covered in chocolate. So let's be honest. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like temperatures are going to cool down today. Clouds are going to stick around. And then things are really going to cool down for the weekend. We'll tell you more about that next. Plus, we'll have a look at sports here on Max FM.
This Saturday night, Thunderstruck, America's AC/DC tribute, returns to Wisconsin Dells and the Legacy Dinner Theater. With over 65,000 Facebook followers, Thunderstruck has crisscrossed the country, working AC/DC fans into a rock and roll frenzy with their high voltage performance. Making their fifth appearance in Wisconsin Dells, Thunderstruck is back for one night only, this Saturday night at 7 p.m. With over 200 million albums sold worldwide, AC/DC is at the top of the rock and roll pyramid, and Thunderstruck will not disappoint. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Thunderstruck, America's AC/DC tribute, for one night only, this Saturday night at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells, across from the Wilderness Resort. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ginger. Last night in girls basketball, the Sauk Prairie Eagles get a 56-35 home win over the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Reedsburg goes on the road and comes back with an 83-16 win over Portage. McFarland 64-44 winners against Mount Horeb. And Stoughton falls to Edgewood at third place, 58-48, the final there. Also in hockey last night, for the boys, it was a Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells 4-0 loss to McFarland. Busy weekend event starts tonight. The Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball team is going to be hosting Reedsburg at 7:15. Before that, the gymnastics team for Baraboo will welcome Mount Horeb at 6 o'clock. Eagle boys hoops host Portage tonight at 7:15. And it's already time for wrestling regional action for Baraboo and Sauk Prairie. They're both going to be competing at Wanakee High School. Madison Memorial, East, West, and DeForest will be joining the Thunderbirds and the Eagles along with the host Warriors. 9 o'clock is when that one gets started tomorrow. Reedsburg's regional will take place at Holman High School, along with Logan, Onalaska, Sparta, Toma, West Salem, and Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. And then for Portage, their wrestlers will be at Dodgeville. The huge number of schools there as well, including Lodi and Columbus. Best of luck to the wrestlers trying to keep their seasons going. Sectional swimming also being held tomorrow for the boys. McFarland High School, the spot for it. 1 o'clock, it gets underway. Check out the schedules for all the area teams as lots of action will continue through Saturday. The Bucks were really shorthanded for Doc Rivers' home debut, and the Minnesota Timberwolves take advantage. 129-105, the Wolves get the win over the Bucks. Off the bench, AJ Green actually led the team in scoring with 27 points. Giannis finished with 17 and 7 assists, and Jay Crowder added 21 with 8 boards. Damian Lillard did not play in the game. The team was shorthanded due to some injuries, but also the fact that they made a trade yesterday. Patrick Beverley was coming to Milwaukee from the Philadelphia 76ers. Milwaukee gave up Cameron Payne as well as a second-round pick to Philadelphia in exchange for Beverley. They also had to move Robin Lopez and cash considerations to the Sacramento Kings. 35-year-old Beverley will reunite with Bucks coach Doc Rivers, who he spent several seasons with the LA Clippers. Beverley has about 6.3 points per game this season for Philadelphia, but he brings some strong-willed personality and some swagger to this team that has been lacking it, especially in the last month. Bucks remain at home tonight and have a pretty good opportunity to get back in the win column, as they're going to be hosting just a 10-win Charlotte Hornets team. 7 o'clock, the tip-off tonight. And of course, the Super Bowl is set to kick off on Sunday at 5:30. Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers live from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, but not quite as windy. Mostly cloudy, 45 our high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 25 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of only 37 on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 36. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
99.7.
It's 8:55 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully your Friday is going well so far. We're just a few short hours away from another weekend. We can hang in there. We have to, right? We have no other choice. It's the Go-Go's. We got the beat on 99.7 Max FM. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Finn, we have some celebrating to do, not just because it's Friday, but because, you know, we have these calendar days that we have to look at. Yeah. Some fun things that we can celebrate this weekend if there's just not enough going on for you. So we'll start with today. It's International Winter Bike to Work Day. I mean, it's a little windy out there, but you could probably make it happen today. Yeah. It's also National Cut the Cord Day. I mean, this is the day when we're supposed to get rid of cable, officially cutting the cord, so to speak, and then, you know, maybe do something different. I feel like we're getting tethered, though, again, with all the streaming services. At least they can go with us wherever we go, though, right? Mm-hmm. We can take a device and use them.
But it's costing about as much as cable
yes,
now.
Yes, it is, depending on how many you have. Exactly. It's also Read in the Bathtub Day today. So if you want to, you know, maybe relax, kick back a little bit with a good book or your tablet with a book on it, just be careful you don't drop anything in the tub. Either way, it's going to go wrong in a hurry if you do. And then the food ones, right? We already mentioned it's Pizza Day, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But not only is it Pizza Day, but it's also Chocolate Day, no broccoli included. It's just Chocolate Day, by the way. So, I mean, these are like two of my favorite days in the same day. I don't even know how to, like, my mind is blown thinking about this. But with it being Pizza Day, you know, I love to pull up my fun facts. So I've got some. Grubhub says cheese pizza sees a bigger bump in sales than any other food during the Super Bowl, up 624%. Boneless wings, by the way, are next at 615%. Wow. We buy more slices per order on Super Bowl Sunday compared to an average pizza purchase. In fact, Domino's alone expects to sell around 2 million pizzas for the Super Bowl on Sunday, which is 30% more than a normal Sunday. They say the most popular topping will be pepperoni, most likely, again.
Yeah. Yeah, and make sure you tip your drivers that are delivering, because that's Sunday's going to be a really busy day
for them. It's going to be really busy for them, absolutely. So a poll last year found that our five favorite toppings do indeed include pepperoni as number one, then sausage, extra cheese, mushrooms, and chicken. Pineapple is now the sixth most popular topping in